Blackstone Audio presents A Man Called Trent by Louis L'Amour. Chapter 1. Smoke lifted wistfully from the charred timbers of the house, and smoke lifted from the shed that had been Moffett's barn. The corral bars were down and the saddle stock run off, and where Dick Moffett's homestead had been in the morning, there was now only desolation, emptiness, and death. Dick Moffett himself lay sprawled on the ground. The dust was scratched deeply where his fingers had dug in the agony of death. Even from where he sat on the long-legged buckskin, the man known as Trent could see he had been shot 6 times. 3 of those bullets had gone in from the front. The other 3 had been fired directly into his back by a man who stood over him. And Dick Moffett wore no gun. The little green valley was still in the late afternoon sun. It was warm, and there was still a faint heat emanating from the charred timber of the house. The man who called himself Trent rode his horse around the house. 4 or 5 men had come here, one of them riding a horse with a split right rear hoof. They had shot Moffett down and then burned his layout.